Okay.
All right, let's start the recording.
Memtest, whereabouts?
Well, okay, we're starting on Daf Mem Test.
Memtest.
Bye.
Okay, we got the official. Butnim. Im Sumsum. Okay. I always call them Kabukim, but maybe that's in person.
That's it.
Oh, she says Kabukim? Okay, all right, here we go. So Memtest with Alf, but the two dots. It's like maybe 10 lines, 15 lines down. Tanur Abanan.
Oh, yeah.
Two dots, you see it?
Yeah.
We're going to be discussing two major points tonight. Number one, we're discussing what is the proper... could we have a sitter? You know, actually, we keep that there.
We're going to discuss the proper formulation for the bracha of going to Yerushalayim and benching.
The proper formulation of that bracha. And we're going to be discussing at the end of the Amishur tonight, we're going to be discussing what happens if you forgot something you're supposed to say in your benching. That's what we're going to focus on. And let me just get the benching open because it will be good to reference the benching as we discuss the bracha. Okay, here we go. They're very addictive, I have to just warn you. Okay, here we are. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis teach. Mahu chosem bebinyan Yerushalayim. What is the proper ending of the bracha of this, which is the third bracha of our benching, regarding the building of Yerushalayim? Now we know that there are four brachas of benching. The first three, Hazar Sakol, the Bircha Sa'aret, Al Ha'aret, and the third is Boni Yerushalayim. The fourth is Hatov HaMetiv, which was a debate in the Gemara last week about whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan. We passed it to Darabanan. The first three are Daraisa. Obviously, that's just the point that Tavra was saying, because I was wondering myself. There's no Rashi Tosfos on this, but Bone Yerushalayim is a bracha midaraisa. Obviously, the formulation, the words of that bracha regarding the rebuilding of Yerushalayim is clearly not a... is not from Torah.
To do with the food.
Because they weren't discussing Malchus Beis David before there was a Malchus Beis David.
Right.
So they obviously had something that they said. They had three brachos, which they said, but apparently the text of the benching was not set until much later in Jewish history. And there was a time, certainly before there was a Malchus Beis David, where they said something else. They had some other formulation. And we're discussing, though, what is the current practice, okay, and how we get to it. So, again, the fact that we say the bracha, that's the oraisa, that's biblically required. But the formula of what we mention, how we mention it, that is rabbinic. That is later in terms of what is enacted by the rabbis. Okay, so what is the proper way of ending the bracha in Yerushalayim? So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, Moshe Yisrael. You end it by saying... Moshe Yisrael. What's Moshe Yisrael? Well, that's the thing we said last week. Is the one thing, if you said that, you're a boor. We had mentioned last time, at the top of the Amud, it says, Rab Abba Oimer, Rab Abba says at the top of the Amud, he says that if a person is, this is the fourth line on the same Amud, if he ends the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Moshia Es Yisrael. How is it boor? It's an ignoramus. So, okay, apparently Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagreed with that opinion. And he says the proper way to end that bracha is to say Moshia Yisrael.
So not Binyan Yerushalayim.
So the Gemara asks your question. The Gemara says, how can it be? Moshia Es Yisrael in? The way to do it is to say Moshia Es Yisrael and Binyan Yerushalayim low? You couldn't say Binyan Yerushalayim? The whole bracha is all about the Binyan Yerushalayim. The whole bracha is all about how we're going to rebuild Israel. It's all about rebuilding Yerushalayim. How can you not mention that? How can that not be at least an option? The Gemara says you're right. What Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that you have the choice. You either could say Binyan Yerushalayim. You could end it by saying Bone Yerushalayim, or you could say Moshe Es Yisrael. Either or would be adequate, would be sufficient to make that bracha, to end that bracha.
No, you say Af.
Af. Or. No, the way there is.
Af is also.
We'll see. Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. That's the Rishonim don't say that, but the very next, I was thinking that that might make sense, because the very next line in the Gemara is a story where the guy does both. We're going to see it right now. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Ikla Lebei Reish Kalusa. Rabba Rav Huna goes to the exilarch, the Reish Kalusa's house. Pasach the Chada the Siem Bitarti. He does the opposite of what we do. Now, just understand what we do. What do we do? We say Rachem. I don't know. I don't want to.
Rachem.
Rachem. Hashem Akinu Al Yisrael Amecha. We mentioned Israel. The Al Yerushalayim Yerecha. We mentioned Yerushalayim. So we mentioned both. Hashem should have Rachmanus. He should have mercy on Israel and on Yerushalayim. Now, what he did was, Rashi claims, he only mentioned one of those two ideas in the beginning. He either said Rachem Al Yisrael Amecha and did not mention Yerushalayim in the beginning, or he said Rachem Al Yerushalayim, but did not mention about Israel. And when he finished the bracha, when he said the final bracha, he said, excuse me, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bone Yerushalayim, and Moshe Es Yisrael. He said both. So he said two. So Amr Chista, Chista said to Rabbi Bar Huna, Gavrus L'michtam Bratarti? Is it a great thing? Is it like proper to do both? Batanya Rebbe Yom. Is it like Gavrus? Is it like greatness? Strength. So Batanya Rebbe Omer Ein Chosin B'Shnayim. Rebbe says, we don't go ahead and we don't end any bracha with two ideas. Meaning a bracha needs a clear, it's like clarity of theme. It's like, you know, when your literature professor graded your essay, it's clarity of theme. You have to have one clear theme in your bracha, not two.
Not just about this one, many brachos.
Yes, not just here, exactly. So we're going to digress for a moment, and we're going to discuss this exact halacha, gufa. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ein chosu mishnayim, we don't end the bracha with two ideas. We're going to see in a minute why. Eitve Levi le Rebbe. Levi asks Rebbe the following question. Wait a second. In the benching itself, earlier in the benching, we say, on the brachos aret, al aret amazon. Bracha tishem al aret. Al amazon. Two ideas, one bracha. Wait a second. What's the problem? So he says, no. You misunderstand the bracha. When we say al aret, the al amazon, what we're really meaning to say is, eret, we are praising the land, the maska amazon, which produces sustenance. Meaning we are it is a descriptive, it is a praise of the land. It's a land, but it's a land that produces sustenance. That's how you understand the bracha. Also, he says, wait a second. We say in the bracha main shalosh, al ha'aretz al ha'peros, right? If you eat some dates, then you're going to make a bracha al ha'aretz v'al ha'peros. Wait a second. Isn't that two ideas in one bracha? So he says, no. Also, same idea. Eretz demafka peros. It's a land that produces wonderful fruit. Okay. What about another example? We say in our davening, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazman. When do we say that? On Yom Tov. We say Mekadesh Yisrael in our Shemona Esrei, the way in which we, our middle bracha of our Shemona Esrei. Okay, here's also, we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Two ideas. Israel and the holiday. So two things. Again, same question. We have two ideas in one bracha. So he answers, Rebbe answers, no, you're misunderstanding. The way to understand that bracha is to say, Yisrael, Hashem is Mekadesh Israel, Dikachinu Lizmanim. And it is Israel, B'nai Israel, who establishes the holidays. What does it mean we establish the holidays? How do we decide, not nowadays, but historically, how do we decide what day was the holiday? It depended on when Rosh Chodesh was.
Yeah,
how do we establish Rosh Chodesh? It was based on the witnesses coming, you're saying, they would come to Beis Din, and they would give testimony, and Beis Din would decide, are we accepting the testimony? Right. If they did, then that day became Rosh Chodesh. And if not, and no one came, no adequate witnesses came, that day became the 30th day of the previous month, and the next day was Rosh Chodesh. So really, what day, when was Rosh Chodesh, was up for grabs. It was completely open. And who decided ultimately when that would be? The Jewish people. So that's what we're trying to say. Yisrael, Hashem was Mekadesh Israel, Dikadshinu, who are Mekadesh, the holiday, by deciding when it should be.
That's a week.
You need number two. Number two.
We finished?
No, yeah, we finished number one. We finished.
Okay, I'm still on this.
Okay. If you want, we have this one.
Sure.
In the beginning, somewhere. Okay. You'll find it. Mem-tet.
A week ago, I must say.
Hold on. So wait a second. Another question. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. We say on Rosh Chodesh. We say Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh. Two ideas. The answer also same answer. Yisrael dikachinu le Rosh Chodesh. That it's Israel who is Mekadesh. Meaning it's all about the focus is all about Israel, Bnei Israel, and they are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Okay, another example. What about Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazman? When do we say that?
Three.
Shabbos Yontif, right? Shabbos Yontif, we're going to say, or on the Mitzvah Shabbos Yochomo, we're going to say, in our Shemona Esrei, we're going to mention Mekadesh, three ideas. HaShabbos, Yisrael, Zmanim. How can you have all three ideas in one bracha, or two ideas? Maybe it's, okay, maybe you could say the last two are combined. But how do you combine Shabbos and Yisrael V'Hazmanim? What's the problem? Because Rashi points out, unlike Yontif, where Yontif, it depends. Sometimes Yontif, it could fall this day, fall that day. It depends when they were Mekadesh in the new moon. It depends what Beis Din decide the new month is going to be. But Shabbos, who decides when it's Shabbos? Hashem decides when it's Shabbos. He created the Bria. The nature of the world is that every seventh day, no matter what you and I do, there's a Beis Din, there's no Beis Din. You're keeping the Shabbos, you're not keeping the Shabbos. It doesn't matter what you're doing. The seventh day of the week is Sabbath. The whole world knows that the seventh day of the week is Sabbath. It's Saturday. Everyone knows. That, Avos Shabbos, Rashi's lesson is, Kedisha V'Kaima. It's like a famous phrase. Shabbos is always Kedisha V'Kaima. Its holiness is established. Who established it? Already centuries ago, at the time of creation, that is when the Shabbos, when Hashem rested, that is what established the Kedusha of Shabbos. In fact, if a person goes ahead, the halacha is, what if a person is, he ends up, he's on the boat sinks. He ends up miraculously being saved, and he ends up on a stranded on an island. Through the process, he lost track. Maybe he lost consciousness. He lost track of the time. He ends up on this island. He's by himself. He's with no one else, and he does not know what day of the week it is. So what should he do about Shabbos? The answer is he counts 7 days, or the seventh day is Shabbos, because it's inherent in the creation of this world that the seventh day is Shabbos. Granted, he doesn't know what day it is, so he makes the seventh day. He says, okay, this is day number seven. But the idea is, unlike by the holidays where you need a basin and a process and Jewish people decide, and it's flexible, it can change. Nowadays we have a set calendar, but historically it could have changed. Shabbos is always the same. Okay. Anyhow, the point is, we clearly in this bracha have two ideas, two themes. Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos, Hashem sanctifies Shabbos, and Hashem sanctifies Israel. So where it says, oh, yeah, you're right. Chutz Mizu, this is an exception. What do you mean Chutz Mizu? You have a rule. Every bracha needs one idea. Here is an exception. Rashi says, Mishna, why is it different? Why should this case be any different than all the brachas need one idea, one theme. This bracha gets two? Why is that? Rashi says, no. Hachachadihi, hasantarti. What does that mean? Hachachadi, this is one and those two. It's like this. Rashi says it like this also. Here's the idea. It's a bracha of the Mekadesh. What we're really saying in our Shemoneh Esrei is we're praising Hashem, who is acting as the sanctifier, as a Mekadesh. Hashem sanctifies Shabbos. Hashem sanctifies Israel. But what's the focus? What's the theme? The theme is Hashem is a sanctifier. Hashem is a Mekadesh. That's one idea. But here, two different ideas. Hashem is Bonei Yerushalayim. He's a builder. Hashem is Moshe Yisrael. He's a savior. Two different things. Granted, they may be, we're going to see maybe they're connected, but the point is, one is Hashem is a builder. One is Hashem is a savior. In this bracha Shemoneh Esrei, it's one unified theme, which manifests in two ways. Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos, Hashem is Mekadesh B'nai Yisrael. But it's one idea. That's why it's not really an exception. Okay. Now, the question is, the time of Mayim Chosin B'Shnayim, so why is, let's step back for a second. We've been discussing and taking it for granted that you cannot have two ideas in one bracha. Why not? I said literature, but that's not a rule. That's not an example. So why is that? So the answer is, the Gemara says, Lefi She'ein Osen Mitzvos, Chavilos. We do not make mitzvot into, how do you say, bundles, bunches. What does that mean? So generally, our general understanding for what that means is that you don't take one chepta, one object, and try and do two mitzvot at the same time of it. In other words, we call that in English, kill two birds with one stone. Mitzvot don't try and kill two birds with one stone. We try and separate, let's do a mitzvah, and let's do another mitzvah separately. We like to do mitzvahs, we like to do as many mitzvahs as possible. But why not? So why, I understand. Okay. It's like every answer gets its own question. Okay, we don't want to have a bracha with two themes. Why? Because we don't want to do mitzvot in bunches. Why don't we want to do mitzvot in bunches? We love to do mitzvot. Let's do all of them in bunches. Let's try and do as many mitzvot as possible. Why not? Look at this. I don't know if you have it on the side of the page. It's a Gilui Nashas. Okay? It's a Gilui Nashas, which is Rekiv Eger. And he explains like this. He quotes a Tosfos. He's quoting a Tosfos. It's my Gemara straight across the margin, on the external margin of the page. Which yours is? Ooh, it might be different. Nope, it's not Gassabach. It's gonna be tucked into here. Okay, I don't know which one it is. It's tucked into here somewhere. One of those. I can't see upside down. But it's, I'll read it to you. It says like this. He quotes Tosos, who explains the following reasons. Tama deva'inan shu libo panui l'mitzvah achas v'lo yisne'a atzmo himena. When you're doing a mitzvah and you want to focus on it, give it proper cover, give it proper respect, attention, and mindfulness, to try and do two at one time inherently means I'm splitting my attention, or I'm inherently giving up attention, focus, meaningfulness to one out of for the other. So therefore, what we want to accomplish in our mitzvahs is to give each one its proper due and respect. So that's why we don't do them in bunches. We want to do as many mitzvahs as possible, but by doing one mitzvah at a time with one object, what we're doing is we're saying that this has my intention, this is my focus, undivided attention, literally. That's what Tosfos' explanation is, which is why we don't mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. This is one of the explanations for why, I know this farther might do this differently, but on Pesach, we hold 2.5 matzahs, and we have two brachas, we have two mitzvahs. We have motzi matzah, and we have the bracha of hamotzi lach min aretz. On mitzvahs matzah, and we have hamotzi lach min aretz. We do it in the verse. We have hamotzi lach min aretz. We hold 2.5 matzahs together, and with the two shlemos, the two whole ones, we have in mind for lechem mishnah to say hamotzi lach min aretz. We drop the bottom matzah, and we hold the 1.5. We have intention in mind that the prusa is achilas matzah, that the mitzvah of achilas matzah, eating the matzah, goes on the broken piece. Why? Because we want one mitzvah to go on the two whole, and one mitzvah to go on the broken piece. So we're not using the same object for two mitzvahs. Ein osim mitzvahs, Tosfos says also in Pesachim, ein osim mitzvahs chavilos, don't do in bundles. Therefore, each one has its own time and place. Okay. I am sure that there are exceptions to this rule. I'm sure there's questions and lots to discuss. It's just a meta topic. But anyhow.
The best example is the Birkot HaShachar. How many brachot one after the other? You could bundle two or three of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Especially when thanking Hashem, we want each one in separate. Yeah. 100%. That's true. Okay, so now, let's get back to the Gemara. My Havila, going back to your discussion. Okay, practically, what's the proper ending of the bracha of Bo'ini Yerushalayim? Like, we offered different ideas. What's the halacha the Gemara wants to say? So I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Pasach birachim al... Rav Sheshes basically says you have to be internally consistent. Whatever you start with, you have to end with. Pasach birachim al Amcha Yisrael. All you start off by saying is, Hashem, have mercy on Israel. And Hosem, you should end with Moshe Yisrael. Hashem is the Savior of Israel. We're on the very last narrow line. We have both. But Rachim, we say Rachim, Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha. Okay. If he is Chosein Bibon Yerushalayim, Pasach the Rachim al Yerushalayim, if he starts up by saying, let Hashem have Rachman on Yerushalayim only, then he only is Chosein Bibon Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman says, and this is our practice, Amar Afilu Pasach Rachim al Yisrael. Even if you say both, you say at the beginning, Rachim na Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha, va'al Yerushalayim Recha, both Israel and Yerushalayim, nonetheless, Chosein Bibon Yerushalayim, based on a pasuk, because Mishum Shenemar says in the pasuk in Tehillim, David Melch says, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem should be the one who builds Yerushalayim. Nidcha Yisrael Yikanes. Hashem should gather all the Jews from everywhere into Israel, into Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara explains, Eimasai Bonei, the way to understand those two ideas is as follows. One leads to the other. When Eimasai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, when is it that Hashem is building Yerushalayim? Bizman Shenidcha Yisrael Yikanes. At the time that he gathers in all of Israel. And we see that, literally, it's like hard to read this and not cry, not to like get choked up. Nowadays, we see both happening concurrently. We see Kibbutz Galiot, and we see the rebuilding of Israel, Yerushalayim, and Shekinah. We're waiting for the Beis Mikdash, but so much of Yerushalayim is being restored slowly but surely to its former glory. So that is what we're witnessing. Both things are a one process, and therefore, Bonei Yerushalayim is relevant to both having Hashem Rahman on Israel and having Rahman and Hashem is Merachim on Yerushalayim itself. Okay. Let's continue. Now we're going to a little bit of another idea. Amar le Rav Zera le Rav Chisda. Nesi mar v'nisne. Rav Zera said to Rav Chisda, let's sit together and let's learn some Mishnah. Let's have a chavrusa. So what do you say back to him? Rav Chisda says, Amar le, Richas mezayna le gemirna v'tani v'tanuya mesnisa. I don't even have a bench. And you want to learn Mishnah with me? I don't even have a bench. So he says, Amar le, my high. What are you talking about? Rav Chisda, you don't have a bench? What do you mean? First of all, Rav Chisda, by the way, in the last story, was the one who told Rav Ravuhuna in the Reish Galusa, hey, you didn't do the right thing. You should have not added two themes to one bracha. Right. Okay. And Rav Chisda is saying by himself, I don't have a bench. Okay, wait a minute. So Amalei, let me explain. The Eklai Lebeir Shkalusa, I went to the Reish Galusa's house. All the issues you see always happen in the Reish Galusa's house. I came to Rish Glu's house, Ubrichi Bercha Mazon, and they honored me with being the one to say the bracha of benching for everyone. And when I finished, the Kifir Sheshis Lekuye Alai Kichavia. Sheshis stuck up his neck to me like a serpent. He was ready to attack. He was ready to attack me for what I did. What did he do? Some of Amai, he says, what did you do that was so bad? He can't explain. Chavia is a serpent. Oh, Kuye is his neck. Kuye Alai Kichavia. He stuck his neck to me like a serpent.
Kichivia. He jumped on me like a snake.
Like a snake. So he says, why did he attack you? He explains, the loy amri, loy bris, the loy toyer v'lamachus, because I didn't say in the benching, I left out bris mila, I left out mentioning Torah, I left out mentioning the malchus based of it. On the last week, again, this is like last week, and it's the last three lines of the previous page of the Gemara, it says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol shaloy amri eretz chem tov v'racha b'brichas aretz, u'malchus based of it, b'boni yishalayim, if you don't mention Malchus Pesavit in the Bracha Bani Yerushalayim, you did not fulfill your obligation of benching. You have to repeat the benching. And the Gemara continues over there, when we did last week. Nachum Azakin Omer, Sarach Shizkar Bab Bris. You also have to mention Bris Mila. And Rabbi Yossi says, Sarach Shizkar Bab Torah. You have to also mention Torah. These are all critical ingredients in the benching, and you left it out. So Vamai Lomart, so he says to Rechista, why did you say them? He says, I was following the opinion of Chananel. Amarav, the Amar Chanan Amarav. They say that Rechanan said the name of Rav. Loi Amar Bris V'Tar V'Machos Yasa. If a person left out those three, what we said was critical, everyone else said was critical ingredients in the benching. If you left out, it's fine. Why is that? Bris L'Fishena B'Nashim. Bris is because women don't have Bris Mila, so they don't have to say it. And if they don't have to say it, we don't have to say it. Torah Machos L'Fishena B'Lo B'Nashim V'Lo V'Avadim. Torah and Machos and the kingship don't apply to women. Don't apply to slaves. They don't have to learn Torah. They can't become a king. So therefore, they don't have to say those parts of benching. We don't have to say those parts of benching, according to that opinion. Why is it women are not shaykh to Torah? Women don't have to learn Torah. So there's the answer is they're not obligated in Talmud Torah. But there's a famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is in his introduction to his Shalos Teshuvah says the following, like famous chakira. He says there's really two elements to Talmud Torah, to learning Torah. The pasuk says, "The limatim osam, the shmaratim laasosam." The limatim, it says, really, what there are two parts of Torah. If you want to keep Shabbos, you want to keep kashrus, you gotta learn hilchos kashrus, hilchos Shabbos. Otherwise, you don't know what to do, what to keep, what to eat, what to can't eat. So, of course, you have to learn Torah in order to keep the mitzvot. That's the shmaratim laasosam. You have to learn the Torah in order to make sure you do the mitzvot properly. But there's another mitzvah Talmud Torah, and that mitzvah Talmud Torah is even when it's not relevant to practice. For example, the laws of kachim, sacrifices, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, they don't apply nowadays. They might never apply in their lifetime. Or, I'm in Chutz La'aretz. The laws of Truma and Maser, they don't apply in Chutz, unless I get the Jaffa oranges. But they don't apply in outside of Israel. But if I learn those halachos, or if I'm not a Kohen, and I learn the laws related to, let's say, Duchanin, or things like that, which are not applicable to me, nonetheless, I fulfill a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because the two aspects of Torah are that it's what we call it a Torah Lishma, Torah for its own sake having nothing to do with practice, and Torah for practice. And those two things are not, women are obligated to learn the mitzvahs that they have to fulfill, but they are not obligated, they can, but they're not obligated to learn Torah even when it has nothing to do with practice. But that is something that men are obligated in, and that is what we're referring to here when we say that women are not obligated in Torah. So, going back to our story, Rav Chisda left it out because he was following his one opinion. So he says, Rav Zeir says back to him, "Va'at shavak kol hani tnai v'amrei v'avat tekarav." You know, you deserved Rav Sheshes this too because you ignored everyone else who says you have to say all these three critical ingredients, and you followed the one das yachid. In other words, in halacha, there are people and there are times where there are certain poskim who have their particular opinions. And maybe if you're their special Talmud, you can follow it. But generally speaking, don't follow someone's, I don't want to call it his own mishigat, but his own single opinion. You follow the majority of the opinions. You have to follow
one opinion. He's entitled to.
So you cannot, he's trying to say, don't just follow the one opinion. If all the rabbis say you have to say these things, don't follow that one opinion against it.
Yeah.
That's why you're wrong. Okay, let's try and get to a little lower down. So we have 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes. Okay. So, again, What about women? Do they say this in their benching? So it would seem from our Gemara they don't have to say this in their benching. And the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, the Rama says they don't have to say it in their benching. But practically speaking, the Mishnah Berurah already mentions, and the common practice, both as far as the Ashkenaz and now, is the women do mention Bris Mila, they do mention Talmud Torah, they do mention Malchus Beis David in their benching. And he explains, either for one or two reasons, either because what they're referencing is their Talmud Torah that we said they are the portion of Torah that they are obligated in, or it refers to the men's Bris Mila. I mean, the fact that there is a mitzvah out there that other people keep. They're not referring to their own mitzvah, but others. Okay, simple.
And the restoration, taking prayer for the restoration of Yerushalayim.
No, but not, that no one had an issue with. No one. All about Malchus Beis David. That was just Malchus Beis David. They don't have, because they, even though they can't become a king, but nonetheless, they mention it also. We have a standard text, our benching, both men and women say the same thing. Okay, let's continue. So it says after the two dots. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatova Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. The bracha Hatova Meitiv, right? So this is the fourth bracha in our benching. This bracha, it starts off by saying, Baruch HaTashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So this is the bracha where we actually say, Melech HaOlam, Hashem is the king of the world. So the Gemara here says, that bracha requires Malchus. You have to mention Malchus in it. That Hashem is the Melech HaOlam. Mike Mashmalan, what's the need to tell us that? The Gemara says, well, because Kol Bracha Shein Ba Malchus L'Shma Bracha. So tell us that any bracha which does not say Hashem is the king, if you say Baruch HaTashem, you have to say Melech HaOlam to make it a full, complete bracha. If you don't do that, it's not Shmei Bracha. It's not called a real bracha. I says, wait a second. But Rav Yochanan Chad Zimna. Rav Yochanan already told us that halacha once before. We don't know it now. We've learned in general. It's not like a specific to benching idea. This is a halacha. It's true all across the board. Gemara says, Amrav Zera. Lomar Shatricha Shtei Malchus. It means that you need a second mention of Malchus, which we say in this bracha. We say, Avinu Malkenu. Adreinu Boreinu, Malkeinu. So we mentioned a second time that Hashem is the Melech. Why is it a second time? We'll get to it in a second. So Chad Zidei, one is for the bracha itself. But Chad Zidei Boni Yerushalayim, and one is for what should have been said by the bracha Boni Yerushalayim. We should have said Hashem was the Melech, but we left it out. Mar says, wait a second. Yehachi, if we left it out by Boni Yerushalayim, then we should need three if we're trying to do makeups. Why? Chad Zidei, one's for the bracha Vatov HaMetiv itself, the fourth bracha. Chad is the Boni Yerushalayim. One is for the makeup of the previous third bracha of Boni Yerushalayim, because by Boni Yerushalayim we just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Boni Barachamav, or Boni Yerushalayim, Amen. We don't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So we have to do a makeup there. But the third should be Birchas Haaretz. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Haaretz Al Mazon. We don't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam there either. So we should have two makeups, three melechs and two makeups. So the Gemara says, wait a second, yeah, you're right, but there's a reason why. Ela Birchas Haaretz, my time Eloi, what's the reason why we don't say Hashem is the Melech by the Birchas Haaretz, Al-Aretz Al-Mazon, Mishum, to have a bracha smuch l'chavrita. It's what's called a bracha connected to the bracha before it. What does that mean? We start off our benching by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech HaOlam Hazanat HaKol. That's the first bracha benching. The second bracha is simply connected to that bracha. Any bracha connected in sequence to a bracha before it, and the bracha before it started with Melech HaOlam, the second bracha does not require it. And the Gemara says the same is true by Bonei Yerushalayim. Bonei Yerushalayim nami lo tibai. Bonei Yerushalayim also should never need the Malchus to be mentioned, because it too is a bracha smuch l'chavrita. It is in sequence. First bracha, second bracha, third bracha, third bracha, and a second bracha. Neither should need Hamelch to be mentioned. So why is it that we need to say Hamelch extra times in the bracha of Hatova Hametiv, in the fourth bracha benching? My answer is, who didn't feel Bonei Yerushalayim nami lo tibai? You're right. Technically speaking, that bracha does not need Hashem to be mentioned as the Melch. Ella, Aidi the Amr Malchus Beis David. However, since we mentioned Malchus Beis David in the Bracha Boni Yerushalayim, in the Bracha Boni Yerushalayim, we mentioned how there's Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis David, Mishlecha, Vabayis HaGod, Vakadosh, etc. Well, we mentioned the kingship of David, Lav Or Hara Delay Amr Malchus Shemayim. How could you not mention and reference Hashem's Malchus? So, of course, wait, the Gemara doesn't address this, but okay, if we have to mention the Malchus of Hashem, why don't we say it then? The Gemara says, yeah, the reason why, I mean, why we push it off to say it later on in the fourth bracha, meaning in the third bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, we mention the Malchus of David, so we have to also correspondingly mention the Malchus of Hashem. So why don't we say both in the same bracha? Why do we push it off, that reference of Malchus of Hashem, to the fourth bracha? So the Talmid Rabbeinu explains that we have a catch-22 dilemma. On one hand, we can't mention David's kingdom without mentioning God's kingdom. But at the same time, you can't mention one after the other, because that would seem to say that they're like an equivalency, that they're like on the same level. And clearly they're not. So on one hand, we have to say it. On the other hand, to say it would be to make an equivalency. And so, therefore, rather than to say both of the same bracha, we say it, but we push off to the following bracha. So we're not leaving out an extra reference to Hashem as the Melech, but we don't have it right next to a reference of David HaMelech Malchus to show that there's God's dominion is definitely higher than David's. Okay. So Rav Papa says, Hachi Amar, this is what it means to say, and this is the way we practice. Shricha Shnei Malchus Lebar Mididei. You need two references to Malchus in addition to the bracha of Hatov HaMetiv, and we actually have that. In Hatov HaMetiv we have Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, so he's our Melech, and later on we also say, HaMelech Hatov HaMetiv Lakol. So we have three references to Hashem being the Melech in that fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Yasid Rav Zeira Achorei Rav Gidol, the Yasid Rav Gidol V'Kamei Rav Huna. So Rav Zeira sing behind Rav Gidol, and Rav Gidol sing in front of Rav Huna, Biyasa V'Kamei, saying the following. Tavla Hisker Shal Shabbos. Let's hear your benching. You forgot to say Ritzei. Forgot to Ritzei on Shabbos. Omer, so what should you, and you remember it right after, we'll get to it in a second, but what should you do as a makeup? You should say Baruch Shenasan Shabbosus L'Menucha La'amo Yisrael B'Ahava L'Osu L'Bris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. This is a makeup bracha for missing Ritzei. It is colloquially known as Baruch Shenasan. This is the Baruch Shenasan bracha, which is a makeup for forgetting Ritzei. So if you forgot Ritzei, you're doing your regular, like your what you think is a weekday benching, and you say Baruch Baruch Mev Yerushalayim Amen. You're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to say Ritzei. So what you should do is at that point say Baruch Shenasan Shabbos Samanucha La'am Yisrael Be'ahav Lois Bris Baruch Mekash
Hashav. Before you say Ritzei,
correct. No. After.
Sure.
If it's before, you just say Ritzei. That's what comes before B'nai Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
But if you forgot that, and you already said the bracha, and you finished the bracha of B'nai Yerushalayim Amen, what, do you have a makeup option? Yes, this is your makeup option at that point.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what happens if you say it later on.
Hatov
HaMetiv. Yeah. If you start about the Metiv, okay, Amrlei, and furthermore he said, so Amrlei Man Hamra, who was the one who said this, formulated this bracha? Rav, it was his Rebbe Rav. Hadar Yasev V'kamer Ta'avlei Hiska Shosh Yom Tov. Let's see if he forgot to say Yala V'yavo. So Omer Baruch Shanasin Yom Tov V'la Amo Yisrael L'simcha L'zikaron Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'hazmanim. So same idea. So if you forget to say Yala V'yavo, and you already went on to say Bonei Yerushalayim Amen, then you should add in a special bracha Shanasin Yom Tov L'mo Yisrael, and you can fulfill your obligation. Amr Le'iman Amra, who said that bracha? Rav, his Rebbe Rav said it. Hadar Yasev V'kamer Tashil Hizkashol Rosh Chodesh. Let's say he forgot the Yalvi of Rosh Chodesh in his benching. So what's the makeup? Amar Baruch Shanasan L'Rosh Chodesh L'Mo Yisrael L'Zikaron. You can also make another bracha to make up for missing the Yalvi of Rosh Chodesh after the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim. V'liadana, but I don't remember. I Amar La Simcha. I don't remember if you're also supposed to say Simcha there. Meaning, I don't remember if you're supposed to say Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh L'Mo Yisrael L'Simcha L'Zikaron. Or just the Zikaron, I forgot that part. I don't remember if he completed that with a Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, I don't remember. Or Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, I don't remember. I don't remember whether this was Rav Gidol or this was his Rebbe Rav. I don't know if he was saying his own name or his Rebbe's name. Okay. But we see that there are makeup options if you forgot to say the Yol V'Yavo or Ritzei on either Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbat. Yidah Bar Yumi Havikai Kamei Rav Nachman. Gidim Yomi was in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. It's like Rav Nachman mistaken his benching. It's like kind of heartening to know that we're not the only ones who once in a while forget things in our benching. Even Rav Nachman, he forgot something. So guess what? He forgot what he was supposed to say. And Hadar L'Resha, he has to go back to the beginning of Shema Esrei. Of his benching. If you forget to say, normally, if you completely forget to say Yal V'Yavo, and you forgot to say, and it's like, after benching, everyone's done, and they say, oh my gosh, I forgot to say all of you. I forgot to say, you have to repeat your benching. So, Amalei, my time of Avimar Haki, why did you do this? Amalei, the Amr of Shila, Amr of Rav, Tav, Chazer, L'Rosh, because we have a halacha. If you forgot to mention a critical ingredient in your benching, you got to go back to the beginning. You can't go back even back to the spot that you missed. You have to go back to the very beginning. So, Baha Amr of Huna, Amr of Rav, Ha, Omer, Baruch Shanasan. You can make the, we already called it, this is the closely called the Baruch Shanasan Brachos. You can go back and make the makeup bracha. Why do you have to go back to the beginning? Just make the makeup bracha. So I'm like, no. Lavit Marla, and this is a critical thing, Amar Vnasha Bar Tachlifa, Amar Rav, Loi Shano Ela Shaloi Pasach Vatov Ametiv. The only time we say that you can make the makeup bracha is if you realize your mistake after the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim, before you start the bracha Batov Vahametiv. Once you start that Tov Ametiv, Ava Pasach Vatov Ametiv, Chos de la Rosh, you have to start from the beginning. So that's the critical transition. So Amar of Idi Barav and Amar of Amram, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tavla Hiska Shorosh Chodesh, Tzila Bachzir Noso. If you're davening, anything Shema Esrei, you forgot to say Yal V'Yavo of Rosh Chodesh. In davening, you got to do a new davening. You got to repeat your Shema Esrei. On Shachas and Mincha, not Marv. Marv, you don't have to repeat your Shema Esrei because it's possible that might not have been Rosh Chodesh. If the witnesses didn't come in the time of the basement that day, you wouldn't have to repeat your Shema Esrei. So we're talking about specifically repeating your Shema Esrei if it's in Shachas or Mincha. But if it's Birchas HaMazon, Ein Machzir Noso. But if it comes to forgetting Yal V'Yavo in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, you don't have to repeat this. You don't have to repeat your benching. We just say you have to repeat your benching. That's true by Yontif. That's true by Shabbos. That's not true by Rosh Chodesh in benching. Amalei of Abin, Amar of Amra, Maishna, Tila, Maishna Birchas Mazel. What's the difference between davening? I have to repeat my Shema Esrei. What's the difference between Birchas Mazel where I don't? So Amalei, Afle Didi Kashli. You know, I have the same question. Vishil Tiler of Nachman, Asher of Nachman, Vamal Yiminei, the Marshalei quoted the halacha of Rav Shmuel, which is, if you made the mistake, you have to go back to the Shema Esrei, you have to go back to benching. But he never gave me a reason. Lishmili. Ela nichzi anan tila. Let's look into ourselves as well. The difference is like this. Tila dechaydi. Tila, davening Shema Esrei, davening is a requirement. You have to say shachas, you have to daven mincha. Machzir noso. Therefore, if you said the wrong thing, you left it out, you have to repeat your Shema Esrei. But birchas mezaina, to eat by achil, to eat by loy achil, if you want to eat, you want to eat. Rosh Chodesh. Is there any obligation on Rosh Chodesh to have a meal?
Suda?
No, not at all. You can't. Now, first of all, Rosh Chodesh is one of the days where it's utterly litanos. You cannot have a fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't have to have a suda. You don't have to bend. You have to wash. So therefore, if you made a mistake, you don't have to go back. So let's just get 2 minutes. Okay, we're going to get to 2 minutes.
There's a lot.
I know. There's a lot. There's different distinctions, right? Different cases. What if you?
And what I'm doing?
If it's Shabbat, with a Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh.
Where can you add it in the invention? It's like if you say Ritzay, before you start Modim, you remember you forgot Yal V'Yavo, but you can say it after you already said Baruch Ata Hashem.
Yeah, we just did that. We just discussed that.
Oh.
Yeah, we discussed that. That's previous in the Gemara, before you came. So Amar, so he says, like, El Miata Shabbat Yom Tov V'Loi Tzaki V'Loi Achta Hachinam V'Loi Tzav V'Hadir. So wait a second. If that's the case, on Shabbat and on Yontif, where you have to have a Suda, if you made a mistake and you forgot Yal V'Yavo, you have to repeat your benching. Amalei in, you're right, 100%. You have to repeat your benching. Damar Shila Amarab Ta'av V'Chay Zerosh. If you forget, you have to go back to the beginning. The Gemara says by benching. You have to go back to the beginning. If you forgot Ritzay or you forgot Yal V'Yavo, by Yontif. V'ha Amarav Huna Amarab Ta'av Oymer Baruch Shanasan. Wait a second. If you forgot Ritzay or Yal V'Yavo, you have a Baruch Shanasan makeup. So he says, no, Lavit Marla, Lishan El Shalom Pasuk Tov Ametiv. That's only true if you didn't yet say Tov Ametiv. You only said the Boinei Yerushalayim Bracha. And then you remembered you made a mistake. And then you can add the Bracha of Baruch Shanasam Bracha. Makeup of a Pasuk Tov Ametiv Chazarosh. But if you made a mistake already after you started Tov Ametiv and you realize I forgot my Ritzay, at that point you have no makeup. You have to go back to the beginning. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll stop over here.